Reincarnation and Karma. What we have done or desired in former incarnations predetermines a large part of the picture of our present one. Yet the connection between this cause and this effect is unseen by us until someone else, a master of insight, shows it to us. The ego inherits the tendencies, the affinities, and the antagonisms which have shaped themselves in a long series of births behind the present one. I am unwittingly remembering and using again my own capabilities from a former birth. This is possible only because I am mind. Mind alone can continue itself. Capacities in any field cannot appear out of nothing. The individual who shows them forth is repeating them out of his own deeper memory. Where a wrong is done us by someone, generally we may be sure that the experience represents the expiation of a wrong which we have done to someone in a past incarnation. It is useless to cry out against the injustice of the injury when the cause lies deep within our own history. It is best to put aside the natural feeling of resentment and understanding as well as we may what is we are expiating, take its lessons to heart. The karma made in past births is like a shot from a gun. We cannot recall it and must endure the consequences. But once we have surrendered ourselves to the spiritual preceptor, he guides our hands and prevents us from shooting out further bad karma. All men come back to bodily life again if they leave a residue of karma. All karma that is not brought to an end by bringing the mind's bondage to the ego thought to an end makes reincarnation inescapable. The spiritual instinct may appear to be totally dormant in a man, but it is never killed. In another birth, and after other experiences, it will return. The wheel of life does not stop for long. Soon it will turn again, and pass from the point of death to the point of life.